just want to keep y'all motivated to keep doing for God, because I know how the walk is. I know how it goes because of my experience, my past experience, my current experience, you know what I'm saying? And walking with God, I know how it can be for us as His children, because we're dealing with spiritual principalities in high places, and these spirits will try to drain us, will try to, you know, make us want to give up on telling people what it, they will try to make us want to wax cold, you know what I'm saying, against, like, have our hearts hardened against our own people, you know, when it shouldn't be that way, you know what I'm saying? Even though many will have their heart waxed cold against people, because that's what the word says, that's what our Father says. But you don't be the one. You know what I'm saying? You keep motivating, you keep pushing, you keep inspiring people, you keep embracing people, you keep telling the word, because the more you feed people with the word in their heart, the more, you know what I'm saying, they get the knowledge and wisdom, you know what I'm saying, the way God showed you and taught you, you know what I'm saying? And one day, you know, something will happen in their life and they'll remember that you told them this, you know what I'm saying? And God will get the glory for what you have done in His name through His words and wisdom and knowledge to one of His children that He ordained for you to speak to, you know? So we got to understand, you know, what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So when we reading the word, man, get understanding. Ask God for understanding. You know, don't give up. Don't think that you just won't know. Don't think that you just don't have the knowledge. Don't think that, oh, other people are just better than you and God don't care for you. Don't think none of that. You know what I'm saying? Keep fighting through, because the more you show God that you're trying, the more He will do for you, because He know your heart. You know what I'm saying? That's how you got in the first place. He understood your heart. And since he understood your heart and judged your heart, then He knew that you was for Him. You know what I'm saying? But it's all up to how much you really want it. How bad do you really want it? You know? Are you gonna give up when times get rough? Are you gonna give up when times get tough? Are you gonna give up because you can't understand one scripture? You know what I'm saying? Or one chapter or whatever? No. You got to study to show thyself approved. That's why He says study to show thyself approved. You have to study until you show yourself approved that this makes sense to me. Until you show yourself approved that I learned my lesson from my sins and I see the deeper reason why I learned my lesson from my sins. Because if you don't learn the deeper lesson from your sins and you just say you learned your lesson, that's no different from a carnal mind person. If a carnal mind person get into some trouble for robbing or stealing and they go to jail for it, they're going to say they learned their lesson. But a child of God would know that that person did not learn their lesson if they haven't gave their life over to God, because 9 times out of 10, they're going to get in the same predicament or a worse predicament because they got a carnal mind and they haven't got rid of those spirits that made them want to steal. I want to get in whatever situation they got into. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, think about a relationship, how a person can get in a relationship and get their heart broken, and then they say they learned their lesson, they'll never do it again, and then find another fine woman, another fine guy, and date that fine person because of how they look, just like they did in the past, but just because the face looked different, they think the person is different. Just because the body look different, they think the person is different, not knowing how to judge or discern the mind of a person based on their actions or morality. You know what I'm saying? Not knowing how to is what caused people to fall short and get back into some deeper situations than they was before. You know what I'm saying? Then you start to hate people. Then you start to not. Then a lot of people choose to want to date the date their own sex. You know what I'm saying? I date another race. You know what I'm saying? Just because you lack the knowledge of knowing how to discern somebody. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't have God with you, you don't know. You don't understand. You don't know what spirit in them that caused them to cheat on you. You don't know what spirit in them that caused them to put their hands on you. You don't know what spirit in them that caused them to be angry against you. You don't know nothing. Because you haven't studied to show thyself approved, and you haven't read to understand So you lack knowledge and you haven't given your heart wholeheartedly over to God so he can give you understanding about the enemies that are against you. So it's like you basically fighting against your own self at that point. You know what I'm saying? Because you thinking it's people that's causing you to get your heart broken, but it's you yourself that's causing you to get your heart broken because you haven't studied. You haven't got any knowledge of this. You haven't learned nothing. You say you learned, but you haven't learned because you haven't studied. The only way you can learn something if you study something. And the only way you can understand something if you study something. You know what I'm saying? And that's the only way you can take it into action. It's no way around that. It's no way I can give somebody my father words, Father Yahweh words, and they could take it into action if they're not wholeheartedly with him. It's no way. It's no way possible. And even if they attempted it and got close to doing it, guess what? It's not established by God. So it can't be done because it's not his will to be done for you. Because you didn't allow his will to be done for you. You know what I'm saying? And you're still going to lack knowledge because you have no understanding of the rest of the point. You only have the understanding of the beginning of the point. You know what I'm saying? Somebody can have a problem and you can give them the solution the way God wants you to give it to them. And they still can't solve that problem. And you go to the months later and ask them, did they solve the problem? And they say, no, I don't know. I got busy. This happened, that happened, or whatever. Even like, how? I gave you the answer. I told you what to do. They can't do it. You know what I'm saying? Because God don't like people that use his children. Only our Father get to use us. You know what I'm saying? So as long as he get to use us, what made man think that they can use us? They can't. They can't. You know what I'm saying? So since they can't use us, there's no way they can use the knowledge that we give them that's from our Father because they aren't able. They can't. They got a Canaanite mindset. They got a Cain mindset, a wicked mindset, want to use, want to hate, want to envy, you know what I'm saying? Do all these things towards someone who's able, someone who helped them. You know what I'm saying? Someone that been by their side, helping them, giving them advice, doing all these things. You notice like when you tell people stuff, they never ask how you know this or when did you learn this? You know what I'm saying? Majority of the people don't ask that. They just got their problem, ask the question, and you get an answer, and they say, wow, thank you, I appreciate it, or whatever they say. Someone don't say anything, you know what I'm saying? And it's like they envy you after that. Let a person come to you 3 to 5 times and you give them an answer every time correct, 3 to 5 times, and they see it work. They're going to hate you. They're going to envy you and hate you, especially if they're not a child of God. That's just it's just how it goes because it was envy and hate within the brothers of Noah, I think. Yeah, Noah. They was hating each other. And Noah was telling them, brothers shouldn't be fighting. We shouldn't be warring against each other. Y'all shouldn't hate or envy each other. Y'all should love each other and work together. But that's how it goes. You know what I'm saying? That's how it goes. You had twins fighting in the womb in the Bible. So that's how it goes. It's there. And that's how the earth is going right now. That's why it's so dark. You know what I'm saying? And it lack love. And it lack righteousness. You know, so like, you know, that's what I'm telling y'all, man, is the solution to y'all problem when you want to give somebody the word and you don't see them taking no action. You see them taking action, or you see them, you know, nothing at all, never come to you again about it. You got to understand what's going on. If you never understand what's going on, everybody and anybody got an opportunity to use you, however they choose to, you know? And that's just part of life because everybody don't have the knowledge to teach you how to not be used. Everybody don't have the knowledge to teach you everybody don't want to. A lot of people don't, like, even though somebody may know something, like, let's like, okay, so when I was younger, and I had first started working, I was working for this guy. And I wanted to make money, so my cousin helped me get some money. And basically, the guy was using me, but I didn't know he was using me because all in my mind is like, I need to make some money because I need a job. This guy is, you know, giving me a job to move furniture with him, so I'm going to do it. You see what I'm saying? But he was giving me like $20, $10 a day, you know, after doing like 3-4 houses of moving furniture. And I'm leaving the house from like 4 to 5 in the morning to like 11 midnight, 10 p.m. No, not 11 midnight. Well, from like at least 10 p.m. at night or 11 p.m. at night, I'm getting home. So I'm going all day long. And maybe in one day, we may do one house. You know what I'm saying? So I'm lingering with this guy all the way to probably, let's say, 7 o'clock, and we finally get, like, a house to do. But I guess he had a contract with Rooms to Go or whatever. And let's just say, you know, we got a move, like, at 7 o'clock. So we basically been sitting there all morning to 7 o'clock because, like, he's not trying to leave until we get something. We just going to wait until a certain time, and then, you know. So it wasn't organized, but it was, because he had the contracts, but it wasn't like a guaranteed thing. So it's like I'm wasting my whole day, you know what I'm saying? I don't have a car, so it's like he picked me up and dropped me off, so it's like I'm stuck, you know what I'm saying? So basically I'm being used the whole day, and then if we don't do nothing, I don't get paid, and then if we do one house, I'm only making $10. So it's like I'm being used in the work force game, but I don't know that. You know what I'm saying? Even though I know my time and my day is going by, I'm still not educated to know that this guy is using me and paying me less than what I could be making. You know what I'm saying? So until I talked to my cousin and told him what was going on, he said, nah, he paid me this. He paid me $100. He paid me this when I helped him. And he's like, you know, I got a car, so I tell him I got to go to work. So I was like, wow, like, look at the advantage that he got over what I got. How come he making $180 to $100-something for a house or two? And then with me, I'm making $10, maybe $20 to maybe nothing. You know what I'm saying? When it ain't no work. So basically, you took me from home from 4 or 5 in the morning to 10, 11 at night, and I made no money. You see what I'm saying? So in my mind, it's like, man, I'm making money. I'm making more money than I ever did in a day because I never made money in a day. So it's like I'm happy about the money, but then when I'm thinking about, like, when I'm not making money or when I'm just making 10, I'm like, bro. So then I thought that when we was going to the houses, people used to always try to give me some money. But I'm telling them, like, oh, no, that's not for me. That's for him. You got to pay him because, you know, this is company. Because I didn't have the knowledge of knowing that the company that he had contracts with already paid him to do the moves. I thought that the individual who house we go to is the one that paid him to do the moves. But since it happened 2 times where they was trying to give me money, I thought maybe, you know, because usually he'll go knock on the door, go whatever, go see, check it out, whatever like that. And I'm thinking, you know, in my mind that they pay him the money when he go do that. You know what I'm saying? So in my mind, I'm thinking like that. Like, okay, they pay him the money when he go do that. So the contract that he getting the contract from the people we got the contract with, I'm not thinking that they pay him. I'm thinking like they just hook him up with the moves. You know what I'm saying? Like they the ones that just connect him with the people who need furniture put in their house or whatever, or moved out, whatever. So when these people was trying to give me the money, I'm like, nah, like that you supposed to get to him. And the lady and people, the lady like, no, this yours, it's yours. And I'm like, no, I can't take it. Like, you know, not knowing that that's tip money. Because remind you, I'm just getting in the whole work industry. I don't know, you know, anything. So it's like, how would I know? You know? So since I didn't know, I got taken advantage of. And guess what? I told him, he took the money, and He said, okay, get in the truck, took the money. And then when it was time for me to go home, he gave me the money. He gave me something out of the money because I seen how the money looked. You know what I'm saying? He gave me some of the money out of the same little stack that the lady had that she was trying to give me. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, did he just give me the money that the lady? But I ain't think nothing of it because I still don't know. So then I told my cousin, and he was like, no. He was like, if they give you money, if they're trying to give you money, that's your money. That's tip money. He already got paid. So I was like, what? He was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, because he gave me money out of the stack that the lady gave him. And, you know, I thought, like, that was the money they pay him. He was like, no. I was like, wow. So basically, he already got his big bundle of money from the contractor to do the move. And then he took the tip money. And instead of giving me the tip money plus what he owed me to pay, he just gave me partial of the tip money. And it was like, what, $20 or something like that, $10 or whatever it was he gave me. And I'm like, so that what made it suspicious to me to want to ask my cousin, you know. So when my cousin, you know, told me everything, he's like, I'm going to come out there with you and, you know, you'll see the difference and everything like that. So when my cousin came, he showed me the difference. And I was like, wow. I made way more money that day than I ever made. And I was like, wow. So then, like, other days, I tell my cousin, like, yeah, like, my back hurt because, you know, I think it's from lifting, like, maybe I'm lifting wrong. And then my cousin's like, so when you go up the stairs, who go up first? When y'all taking the couch out of the table, I say, I go up. He said, that's the reason why your back hurt. He's like, and he know that. And I was like, wow. Because I'm bending down, leaning to hold up while he's just walking, pushing up. So it's like, I'm hurting my back. You know what I'm saying? Doing that. And I was like, wow. And I was like, man, that's crazy. Because, you know, you don't know nothing. So it's like, since you don't know, it's like, you're going to get used. People going to use you. People going to do whatever they want to you or want with you because you don't know nothing when you lack knowledge. And it's like, you know what I'm saying? As I look back at my life, I'm like, man, I let so much knowledge. People got over on me, but it's okay, though. You know what I'm saying? Because now that I know God and I'm learning and I'm studying, you know what I'm saying? No one can ever get over on me. And even if they thinking they use me, I know what God is going to do. I know whatever I tell them, I teach them, it's never going to work for them in their life because they trying to use me, you know? So I just want to tell y'all, man, like, you know, like, don't worry about things, man. People are going to try to tempt you. People are going to try to try you. As long as you know how to react to these things, you know, then what can they do unto you? You know what I'm saying? What can they do unto you that haven't already been done unto you? Things that the devil is going to try to use is things that you already been through in your life. You know what I'm saying? And he know what can pick at you. He know what can get you. He know, you know what I'm saying, these things that can get you riled up. He know these things that can get you emotional, and he's going to try to use them. But it's all about you studying and learning how to get over it, how to get through it, how to you know, conquer it. You know what I'm saying? Because when you stop that force that's against you, you got a powerful force behind you. And the more you study to show yourself approved, the more you show yourself that you understand, the more you learn, the more wisdom and knowledge you gain from God, then guess what? Every time that force that's in front of you trying to stop you, that bigger force behind you is going to push it out the way. God is going to push it out the way every time. And the only way that can happen is if you study to show yourself approved and not lack knowledge. The more you know, the more God will work in your life. The less you know, the less God will work in your life. His mercy will be there. His grace will be there. His love will be there. But if you really want God to move you, if you really want God to do a lot for you, if you really want God to be right there by your side, you have to study. You have to understand. You have to learn. You have to show God, like, I'm done with this. I'm tired of this. I want out of this. And study. Study, man. Study, just study, 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 and get out of it. You know what I'm saying? Study and get yourself out of your situation. Study and help yourself out. You know what I'm saying? Because the more you help yourself out, the more God is going to come help you out. Because God know If my child show me that they really want this, then I have to obey and do what they want me to do. You know what I'm saying? Think about when the chief demon and Satan come and tell God on you about, oh, well, you helped this child with da-da-da. You did this and da-da-da. And they say, oh, but your child got an open door. Such and such got an open door. What you gonna do about that? And God and the angels and Mama Ru and Yeshua and the chief demon and Satan watching you to see how you gonna react to what they done put upon you because of your open door. You know what I'm saying? If you show our Father that you is of Him and that you really mean what you say you meant when you told Him and when you prayed about it, you know what I'm saying? Then he's gonna open doors for you. And that open door that Satan and the chief demon try to use against you is gonna be closed. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna close up, and then you're gonna have the key of David, you know what I'm saying, to be able to open or shut when you choose so, but never open the door that was shut, you know what I'm saying? Because you gotta always lock it, never open back up because more gonna come in every time. More is gonna come in every time. You know what I'm saying? So stay away. You know what I'm saying? Because the first one was powerful, but the next one gonna be more powerful. You know what I'm saying? So if you ever get out of iniquity or sin, and God has blessed you to get out of it, stay away. You know what I'm saying? Don't allow that force to come against your mental force and allow you to be tempted and, you know, jump into sin. You have to fight against that every time. Your powerful mind is all you got to use at the end of the day. And if you use your mind to gain knowledge, to understand, get wisdom, then God will always, He will always be there for you. You know what I'm saying? Every time. And remove whatever need to be removed. Cleanse whatever need to be cleansed. Heal whatever need to be healed. Fix whatever need to be fixed. You know what I'm saying? These things can happen. You got to look how God had hardened Pharaoh's heart. You know what I'm saying? You got to look at the minds of people that God opened their minds and showed them that He is God. You know what I'm saying? Plenty of times, numerous of times, He can do this. So anybody that you have in situations with, you know what I'm saying? God can change their mind. God can change their heart for you, for y'all. And, you know, it could be fixed, but you have to educate yourself on how, on what to do, when to do, what to study, why you need to study. Understand why you need to study. You need to study because your life is dependent on it. The less you study, the more your life is at hand of Satan. The more your life is at hand of your enemies. The more your life is at hand of anything that you may not even see. You know what I'm saying? You have so many open doors, you don't even have a lock to lock it because you don't know. You know what I'm saying? So your life is at hands. Your spirit is at hands and your soul is at hands. You know what I'm saying? And your body is at hands when it comes to you lacking knowledge. Everything is at stake. You know what I'm saying? Everybody and anybody can take advantage of you. You have to study precept upon precept. You know what I'm saying? Analyze everything. Master it all. You know what I'm saying? You have to love studying. And the way you love studying is not to look at studying as like, oh, I got to study this. You know what I'm saying? Nah, you don't look at studying as, oh, I gotta study this, I gotta. No, you saving your own life. You know what I'm saying? Since you saving your own life by studying, then guess what? No one could take your life but God. No one could take your soul but God. You know what I'm saying? The flesh won't even matter to you because you know what's up. You know what's up. You know what I'm saying? And since you know what's up, you know the flesh don't even matter. So they could take your physical body, but you'll still be living. You know what I'm saying? So all that knowledge that you will gain, man, you will know what matters at the end of the day. And I just want to educate y'all, man, get y'all up on game and, you know, show y'all, man, that our God want us to do these things, man, because if you don't, man, you playing yourself. You ain't playing God, you playing yourself. You can't never play God. You can't trust me. Just by the little piece of knowledge I know, the little piece of knowledge I gained over the years, and the little piece of knowledge that I know, And just by seeing how people can't do certain stuff to me, and I see what people do, I could just imagine my father and how powerful he is, and that you can't play him never. Love y'all, man. I'm out. Be safe.